The NHL regular season ends today when the Blackhawks play the Red Wings. Both teams will see action in the postseason, which begins on Wednesday. So we now call upon the LA Times' Helene Elliott to talk about some of the 14 other hockey teams with employees who can't play golf yet. Hi, Helene.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. The players employed by the Ducks, Blue Jackets, Stars, and 11 other non-playoff teams are probably already playing golf or hunting or fishing. Would you be happier if fewer than 16 teams qualified for postseason play?
I would, but actually the prevailing thought seems to be going the other way. There was a movement to have more teams in the playoffs, so it's like, why do you play an 82-game season then?
The New York Rangers wrapped up the East's best record on Tuesday night, and in fact, nobody won more games than the Rangers did this time around, 51. Does this mean nobody wins more playoff games either?
Correlation between the best regular season team and the best team in the playoffs isn't very strong over the years. If you take a look at it, there's always the theory that you don't want to win the President's Trophy and have the best record because that means you're expending too much energy now before it really matters. So this is a really unusual playoff season in that there's really no dominant team. I mean, the Rangers have a very good record. Vancouver has over 100 points. St. Louis has had an excellent season. But there's no team that you can look at and say, yep, They're definitely the favorites going into this.
The East has been strong this season. Without inappropriately emphasizing the excellence of the team that makes its home in the city where this program originates, tell us which Eastern teams will flourish beginning Wednesday.
You mean the defending Stanley Cup champion?
There you
Bruins?
Go.
Oh, yeah. I like the Bruins. They've had kind of an up-and-down season, but they seem to be getting things together at that point. They were getting depth scoring. They were getting scoring from their third and fourth lines. And Mr. Chara is just one of the most dominant defensemen I've seen in a long time. It could be a team that's going in with a little bit of momentum that ends up being one of the last teams standing when they're playing for Lord Stanley's chalice.
The Florida Panthers topped the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference. I suppose somebody had to. But they finished the regular season by losing 5 games in a row. Does that matter?
I don't think so. I think it's just such a different sense, and it is really like the cliche, a new season. I think it just becomes so different now. There's going to be, or there should be, a greater focus on defense, although the other night watching the Kings and the San Jose Sharks score 10 goals disproves that theory.
In the West, you have to respect the Canucks, right, with 50 wins?
You do? Okay, if you say so.
Well, you're the one who's the expert in hockey. You tell me if I've got it wrong.
Yeah, you do. I mean, when the Canucks, if they're at full strength, yes, they're deep, but they've had a number of injuries this season, as they did last season. And Roberto Luongo's goaltending hasn't exactly inspired tremendous confidence lately. Again, there's no favorite in the West either. I mean, St. Louis has had an incredible season. You look at their goaltending, number one in the league. It's the two-headed goalie monster. They're both so good. And it's very rare. Normally a team will have one goalie who plays a great majority of the games, and they haven't had that. They've had Halak and Elliott playing a lot of games, each of them. So but it's worked out for them.
Helene, since we have reached the end of the regular season, perhaps the time has come to ask you for a favorite moment during that regular season.
Oh, there are so many. Would it be the night the clock in Staples Center gave the Kings an extra second and change and allowed them to win a game that they shouldn't have won? Could it have been the night very recently when Ryan Klo of the San Jose Sharks reached over the bench to play the puck with his stick and everyone in the building saw it except the referees? There are just so many to choose from, so many wonderful moments like that.
On a much more serious note, Brendan Shanahan, the NHL's head disciplinarian, has had one regular season now to create changes in on-ice behavior. Is he succeeding?
To a degree. I mean, some of the headshots, I'd love to see him give out 8, 10, 12 games, really long punitive suspensions, and he hasn't. There are some theories that maybe some of the general managers and club executives have gotten to him a little bit. I think he's done a pretty good job. I'd like to see some of them tougher penalties, but it's a tough call. It really is.
Helene Elliott writes for the LA Times, and she's at her best when filing stories at 2 a.m. from motel rooms outside of Calgary, Edmonton, and Moose Jaw or Flin Flon. Helene, have you ever been to Flin Flon?
No, and I've always wanted to. I wonder if there's a Bobby Clark statue there.
Well, I think you should go up there and see and write a story about it. And in any case, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.